my talk. Here we go.
He said he living life as a gringo. Where you question where you fit in every time you mingle. They say you do this with not enough that.
My rapping is really bad. This life as a gringo.
Yes, welcome to another episode of Life as a Gringo. I am Dramos, of course. Hope y'all had an incredible weekend and had an incredible Halloween. I didn't do much. We had my mom's birthday over the weekend. She was actually born on Halloween. Her birthday's on Halloween. So we had a nice little dinner with the fam, which was amazing. I went and bought myself a bunch of Halloween candy, and I just kind of kicked it at my house with my girl, and we just relaxed, which was really nice. So nothing too exciting on my end. It's definitely been interesting, last year than this year to not be out there in the clubs DJing all weekend long. But I gotta say it's a nice little break. I did dip off and do a little party on Friday, but nothing too crazy. Usually my schedule would have been booked up like all weekend long, just DJing party after party. So it's nice to kind of be in a different place in my life where I get to kind of take a little bit of a break and a breather and just make time for myself. So that's been really nice. I'm excited for today's show because I actually had to give a big shout out to one of our listeners at Bren J Life Coaching, who's always super active and giving me her feedback, which I genuinely appreciate. She had a really good suggestion for a topic for today's show, and I'm taking it. And that is doing an episode about Dia de los Muertos. And she brought up a good point, especially kind of coming off this year that where we are with the pandemic and, man, so much loss of life and so much, I guess, such a reminder, I should say, of like our own mortality here on this planet. It almost feels like this holiday is kind of more relevant than ever. And if anybody's not familiar, we'll kind of dive into what exactly Dia de los Muertos is, because it's not Halloween. It's actually a separate holiday with a separate meaning and purpose. And it's a Mexican multi-day festival with it actually ending today. So it felt fitting to do this episode. Great suggestion. So thank you so much for that. And man, death is something that I'm becoming very much aware of the older I get. And if you follow me on YouTube, you know I've spoken about this when it just comes to, man, cherishing time with the people that I love and my parents specifically, you know, as they get older and realizing, you know, they're not going to be here forever, you know. So it's important to make the most of your time with them and carve out, you know, time to spend with them and the people that you love. So I want to kind of touch on all that kind of stuff because it's definitely something that's been super close to my heart. As of late, you know, these last couple of years, especially, I mean, really this last year, especially has kind of uprooted the entire way that I think and view life, when it comes to how I spend my time and the balance that I'm forever trying to kind of find. So we'll get into that. And also just kind of, the idea of stoicism and, the term memento mori, which essentially is like the reflection on mortality. And we'll get into all that. And of course, I'll ask y'all if you've had some experiences or thoughts as it relates to death and how it's affected how you kind of move in this life in our Ask a Gringo segment. But before that, let's kind of do a bit of a deep dive into Dia de los Muertos and also some of these kind of stoic concepts I've been kind of, adapting as of late. And of course, we'll do all that in a segment we call For the People in the Back.
Say it loud for the people in the back.
All right, so let's kind of just quickly start off with like what exactly this Dia de los Muertos or Day of the Dead holiday is. And it's a 2-day holiday that reunites the living and the dead. Families create ofrendas or offerings to honor the departed family members that have passed. These altars are decorated with bright yellow marigold flowers, photos of the departed, and the favorite foods and drinks of the ones being honored. And by the way, I got this from dayofthedead.holiday. And they go on to say, the offerings are believed to encourage visits from the land of the dead as the departed souls hear their prayers, smell their foods, and join in on the celebrations. It says, many of us see death as a sad event, but those who celebrate Dia de los Muertos or Day of the Dead view death as a welcome part of life. This is why you will see brightly colored skeletons and skulls everywhere during the holiday. They're often even seen smiling as a friendly nod to death, even mocking death. This view of death began way back during the 1-month Aztec festival where they celebrated the dead and paid homage to the Lady of Death. And I wish I could pronounce this. I don't even know if I should butcher this. Mictlanchihuatl. And I'm sorry if I butchered that. Who protected their departed loved ones and helped them in the afterlife. And there's actually an article from We Are Me Too that I saw about the holiday. And it was actually talking about it from like a mental health perspective. And they had an interview with a clinical psychologist, Eric Arturo Escando Perez. And he was kind of just giving his perspective on how this is sort of a healthy thing for our mental well-being, and kind of how this reframe happens with this holiday. And he says, quote, "Death is no longer seen as a catastrophic event, so we give ourselves permission to be happy, to eat chocolate skulls, and remember beautiful memories. For this reason, the altars are made with the foods and drinks or things that the person liked." And then he goes on to kind of say, like, the human tendencies that we all sort of have when it comes to death. Says, quote, "It is very difficult to face emotions and reality, so we avoid talking about death and we make it a taboo subject, especially with older adults, even when they themselves express that they feel near to death." And I have to say, I love that this holiday, Dia de los Muertos, is about celebrating, right? Like, it's not about being sad and mourning the people that you no longer have with you in life, but instead celebrating, cherishing, and remembering the time that you had together, you know? Because I think at the end of the day, like, if you were given the choice, right? If you were given, like, the choice of, like, okay, you could never meet this loved one, for, like, in your entire life, like, say, it's, you know, you lost a cousin or something like that you were very close with, and you were given an option, you know, to say, okay, you can either have this cousin, but they're going to die in this way and you're going to end up going through this mourning process, or that cousin can never be born and you'll never have any experiences with them, but you'll never have to suffer the pain of losing them. I would guess that most people would say, give me the choice that actually allows me to have had those memories with them, right? Like, it's worth all the suffering, it's worth all the mourning, as long as I got to create and have those incredible memories with that person, right? And that's something to celebrate. And of course, like, we'd love to have the people that we love in our lives, like, be with us for the entirety of our existence on this planet. That would be an incredible thing, and that we wouldn't have to feel the suffering, you know, of losing somebody incredibly close to us. But there's such a beautiful thing about having been able to spend time and connected with another human being, you know, regardless of how long that time period was, if it was shorter than what we would have hoped, you know, the fact that we have these memories that we can go back to in our head that make us feel some sort of emotion, you know, that make us laugh, you know, or even make us cry, you know, the fact that our experience with someone in our life was so grand, that they can, the very thought of them can just evoke an emotion in you, you know. I think it's such a beautiful thing. And obviously it's easier said than done, especially when it's fresh. But I think that any time that we get to spend with anybody that we genuinely care about is truly a blessing, and it's something to be celebrated. And then even on the topic of, like, death serving as a reminder to make the most of your life, that's something that came to my mind, you know, especially, I mean, man, this last year with COVID and the amount of people that are no longer with us. I mean, I would say we're all probably, you're very lucky and you're in the minority if you haven't been affected in some way as far as somebody you know passing away from it at this point, you know, with COVID not kind of touching your doorstep. And it is just, like, such a really crazy reminder of how precious and fragile life on this planet really is, and how important it is to make the most of that time, you know, with yourself and doing all the things you want to do, but also cherishing and prioritizing the people that you love. I mean, I think we've seen over this last year, so many people sort of reevaluate what their work-life balance was, you know, and change that. You know, look, we're seeing people quitting their jobs left and right and pushing for, you know, more comfortable jobs that allow them more time with the people they love. You know, I think that there definitely has been a bit of an awakening, you know, to what really is important in this life. I think that you can't avoid the idea of, like, thinking about death. And I think it's actually unhealthy to just sit here and pretend like it doesn't exist. You know, I think that there's a healthy way to use it, I think, as, like, a motivation and almost like a guidance of how you want to live your life, you know. And that actually brings me to the concept of memento mori. And I've gotten this from Ryan Holiday, who I believe I mentioned on the podcast a couple of times. He writes some really incredible books on, like, stoicism and how to apply them into everyday life. But the idea of of memento mori, the ancient practice of reflection on mortality, you know. And I pulled a couple of things. He had written a blog post about it on dailystoic.com. And he has a quote from Seneca, and it says, let us prepare our minds as if we'd come to the very end of life. Let us postpone nothing. Let us balance books each day. The one who puts the finishing touches on their life each day is never short of time. And it's essentially, you know, what he says, let us balance life's books each day. You know, like the one who puts the finishing touches on their life each day is never short of time. It's like ending each day with a period. You know what I mean? Like not allowing yourself to say, oh, okay, I'll just do that tomorrow. Like don't put things off tomorrow that could be done today. You know, like like if today was genuinely your final day on this earth, like how would you have ended it? You know, and that's living each day that way. And then Ryan goes on to say in the blog post, it is reminders like this one that we desperately need in our own lives. A thought or an idea that we'd rather ignore, do everything to avoid and pretend it's not true. More often, our ego runs away from anything that reminds us of the reality that sits at odds with the comfortable narrative we have built for ourselves. Or we are simply petrified to look at the facts as they are. And there is one simple fact that most of us are utterly scared to meditate, reflect on, and face head on. We are going to die. Everyone around us is going to die. And I know that sounds incredibly, incredibly heavy. And he goes on to explain what he means by this. He says, meditating on your mortality is only depressing if you miss the point. It is, in fact, a tool to create priority and meaning. It's a tool that generations have used to create real perspective and urgency, to treat our time as a gift and not waste it on the trivial and vain. Death doesn't make life pointless, but rather purposeful. And fortunately, we don't have to nearly die to tap into this. A simple reminder can bring us closer to living the life we want. It doesn't matter who you are or how many things you have left to be done. A car can hit you in an intersection and drive your teeth into the back of your skull. That's it. It could all be over. Today, tomorrow, someday, soon. The Stoic finds this thought invigorating and humbling. And he's a bit more graphic than I probably would be, but shit. What he's saying is true, though. Like, it all could really be over tomorrow. I mean, I hate to say this, you know, but as you're listening to this, there's somebody out there right now taking their last breaths. And I'm sure they would give anything to have just a few more minutes on this earth doing the things that they love, spending time with their loved ones. But yet there's so many of us who will take today for granted, right? We'll forget the blessing that today is. Even if it's a stressful day, even if your boss is riding your ass today, even if you're, you know, struggling in some sort of way mentally, financially, whatever the case may be, like you still have a leg up on that person that is literally taking their last breath right now in this moment. And not to say that your problems aren't real, that your feelings aren't real, but you still have something to cherish. Like you still have something that is of value, and that is your life. Like you still have it. If you're hearing my voice right now, you are still enjoying the greatest gift that has ever been bestowed to man, and that is life. So what are you going to do with that gift? And that's essentially what they're talking about. Like use that as motivation. Like the fact that I never know when my last day, my last hours on this earth will be. So I need to make the most of the time in between, right? I think that I've always kind of had that mindset when it comes to my career. I've never had a problem sacrificing everything for my career and working myself, you know, to exhaustion because I didn't want to waste a moment with possibly setting up my career. But definitely when it comes to my family, that has always been a bit of an issue. I've definitely taken the people closest to me for granted. It's something I've been working on for sure over the course of this last year. And that actually takes us into the Mi Gente segment of the show. I kind of want to highlight a podcast that I was reminded of yesterday morning that was with Will Smith, and it was an interview he did on Jay Shetty's podcast, and he was talking about his time that he spent with his father on his deathbed. I want to get into that and give you a bit of an insight on how I've kind of like had this mindset shift when it comes to my parents and the people that I love and how I've really tried to make them a priority in my life right now, you know? So I want to get into all that. We'll do that in the Mi Gente segment. But first, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Mi Gente. All right. So I'd heard this podcast, I don't even know, it was a few months ago. And then it randomly popped up on like my YouTube algorithm. and I decided to kind of rewatch it again, because Will Smith to me is like one of those people that just has so much game that you can learn from. And this was a particularly great interview on Jay Shetty's podcast. I highly recommend Jay Shetty's podcast if you haven't checked it out yet. I think it's called On Purpose. But he was talking to Will Smith, and it was something that touched close to home for me, because I actually recently put out a YouTube video talking about this. But during the hurricane, you know, that ransacked basically a lot of my house, I couldn't stay here for a few weeks. At first, when I couldn't stay at my house for that time and I was displaced, I had to stay at my parents', I was obviously frustrated, because this is where I work out of, this is where I create, and also my routine. You know, I love having my normal routine in my own home, sleeping in my own bed, just like anybody else. Then I realized and kind of flipped the script on that mindset, was like, man, I'm so grateful I got to spend that time with my parents. You know what I mean? Like every day sitting there with them, having a meal, you know what I mean? Having conversations with them and getting to just kind of be around them. For that time, you know, it was something that, like, I just was able to be very present to the fact that I was so grateful for that. You know, my parents, just like anybody else, are getting up there in age. You know, every day we're all aging a little bit. You don't know how much time you have left with people. And definitely, I think over the course of this year, we can talk about COVID and everything like that, you realize what's important. And I think for me, coming to the realization that I wasn't prioritizing the people around me, you know, my actual loved ones, you know, I was taking them for granted. You know, and kind of telling myself that, you know, once I develop my career and establish it, then I can go back and spend that time with them. And I'm blessed that, to a degree, that worked kind of to plan. But like, I don't know if I would have been able to live with myself if something would have happened to somebody close to me and I was taking them for granted, you know, and not carving out that time for them because I was too interested in developing my career. And I'm blessed again that, you know, I got to kind of have that realization and make up for lost time. But I'll be real with you guys. When I was, you know, living in my apartment right outside of New York, like I was still only like 45 minutes away from my parents, but I would maybe go back, you know, once a month to visit them or something like that, you know. And granted, I was very busy, but there were definitely times where I could have stopped by for dinner. I could have stopped by to visit them and just said hi and done that kind of thing. But I didn't, you know, I was too busy in the life and, you know, making time for other shit that really didn't matter all that much. And I'm so grateful that I was able to get that wake up call and that the world kind of shut down, that I was able to get this clarity of what really was important in my life. And now I see my parents, you know, a couple of times a week, and it really is a blessing. And it's definitely been something that's been on my mind and something I'm being very conscious of. And that interview with Will Smith definitely touched a nerve kind of to where I'm at right now, where he was talking about basically his father had been given 6 weeks to live. And that process completely changed him and his father's relationship, because he didn't take any second he had with his dad for granted. And he basically talked about how the first 6 weeks, they just hashed out any issues that they had, right? Like they just talked it all out. And then his dad ended up going on to live 3 months after that. And after they had hashed out all their issues, Will just said he basically, they spent and cherished every day that they had together as if it was their last one. You know, when they said goodbye to each other, it was like they made sure to say a really good goodbye, you know, like really just cherish that moment and be present to it, because it could be the last goodbye. And he just talks about how he can feel so much at peace with his father's death, because he knows that they truly made the most of all the time that they had together. Like they really were present to their time together, you know? And I just thought that was such a beautiful thing. And it's something that, like, I've been trying to be really conscious of, you know, when I leave my parents to make sure I give them a good hug, or when I get off the phone with them to make sure I say, I love you, you know, and try to keep that in mind. Like, if this was in fact the last time that you got to speak to them, you know, would you be happy with the way that you were on the phone with them? And I'm not perfect. There's days when I'm stressed out at work, and you know, I'm really short, you know, with people on the phone and things like that. And I just am so, you know, like anybody else, inundated with everything that's happening in life, and I don't have much patience, you know. So I'm still a work in progress, but I'm proud of the fact that those are things I'm checking myself on, and that I'm making sure I'm trying to correct that, you know, that regardless of what I have going on in my life, I take a deep breath and say, you know what, let me try and be very present to what's going on, you know, in this phone call, in this meal that I'm sharing with my parents. And again, I'm not perfect at it. I still have a lot of work to do to be fully present with certain interactions, you know, and I'm definitely, you know, a work in progress. But I just think it's funny, myself included, how we as human beings take for granted the most precious things in our lives, right? Like, we take for granted the people that are closest to us. They're often the ones that bear the brunt of our frustrations of, you know, man, just basically seeing the worst of us, right? Like, whoever our partner is, our family, like, they're the ones that see us at our worst, and we give them the worst of us, you know what I mean? Because that's the safe place to kind of, I guess, let out those versions of ourselves. And then we, like, you know, save the best version of ourselves for, like, the office, you know what I mean? Like, we're giving the best version of ourselves to the people at the office because you don't want to come across in a certain way, which obviously understandable, but I just think it's ironic how kind of that works out. And then even, like, the idea of time, right? Like, time is the greatest resource on planet Earth. Like, time is priceless, right? But that's the thing we're all so quick to give up. You know, time spent scrolling on Instagram instead of, you know, utilizing it for something productive, or utilizing it to maybe call somebody that we love and catch up with them, or spend some time with somebody that we love. And I bring that up to kind of tie together the two things we're talking about, whether it be the idea of a mental mori and understanding that tomorrow is not promised, so you need to make the most of the moment right now. And then also bringing up this podcast that with Will Smith, you know, making sure that you're giving the best of yourself in every human interaction that you have, especially to the people that are closest to you, that you care about the most in this world. And not to say you can't be vulnerable with people and you can't let them in. Of course, your loved ones, that's what you want. That's the idea of having people in your life that you love and that you can trust. But also, not just saving the worst for them, but also saving your best for them, you know? And also, even in your worst moments when you're not feeling like yourself, making sure that the people that are closest to you always know where they stand, like how much you actually care about them, right? Like, that they never have to question how you feel about them. And that should be the goal, that even in your worst moments, they know that this person truly cares about them, you know? And that even in your worst moments, you're able to express that and make the most of your interaction you're having with them. I think that's the ultimate goal. And that's kind of like some of the takeaways of I've been getting when it comes to this conversation with Will Smith. And again, that's the beauty of death. It can serve as a great reminder of what the fuck is actually important. And knowing that your time here and the people that you care about, their time is not guaranteed. So you need to be present to making it as incredible as it possibly, you know, could be. And on that note, let's hear from y'all. Of course, as we always do on Instagram, I put out different questions, different feelers on the topics that we're talking about, so y'all can get involved in the conversation. So we'll do that in our Ask a Gringo segment. But first, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Ask a Gringo.
All right, so out for our Ask a Gringo segment, which anybody new here at DJ Dramos on Instagram, I always ask a question to get y'all involved in the conversation. This week I asked, does the idea of death affect you / has someone's death made you different? I'm going to go through a few of these. Let me see. At Marcelo031588 said, my mom's death, as painful as it still is, forced me to live truly and not just exist. And that's beautiful. My condolences to you. But I think to be able to take away something like that, those words right there are so important, to live truly and not just exist, right? Because there's so many of us that go through life every day, man, just going through the fucking motions, you know, and not really living, you know, not really feeling it all, you know. I mean, so many people who just like live for the weekends, right? Who Monday through Friday are miserable at their job, you know, driving to work, coming home from work, at work all day, Monday through Friday. And the only thing they have to look forward to is the weekend, right? Those 2 days off, and then that's it. And then it's back to Monday through Friday being a robot and just going through the motions. And listen, I'm not judging anybody who has a 9-to-5. You need to put food on the table. I get it. But there's definitely got to be an other answer than just kind of mindlessly going through your days living just for that weekend. I mean, I saw it as a DJ where you basically could see, like, people lived for that Friday night, that Saturday night out at the club. You know what I'm saying? Like, they hated their life otherwise, but like, their only time to really enjoy life was that Friday or Saturday. at the club. And I think it was just served as a reminder to me, like, I don't want my life to be that way. You know, I don't want me to just kind of be trying to get through each day to make it through to the weekend. You know what I mean? That just to me was a terrible way to live. And it's a blessing to be able to recognize that you really want to truly live and not just exist, as you said. So salute to you. At @cross_soul said, it used to terrify me, but now I use it as a way to push forward. I want to leave a legacy for my kid. That's beautiful. And I think that's the idea of memento mori. It is using it as a motivation, you know, to not leave anything on the table. And that's what's just beautiful about it. At @Gabby_001 said, death of my father showed me the value of time. Don't give it to everyone as I can't get it back. Absolutely. Man, like I said, time is probably one of the most valuable assets, if not the most important one. And it's one of the ones we all take for granted the most, probably. But it's true. You know, time spent doing things that you don't care about with people that you don't care about, you know, that's just wasted, and you'll never get that back. And again, there are people fighting for their lives right now as you listen to this who would give anything for some more time, you know. So to think that we all tend to waste it on things that don't really matter is really sad, and it's definitely something I try to be conscious of. At @Nicolosa_Vega sent me a dope quote that I wanted to read, and it's a quote by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, and it touched me when it came to this stuff. It was quote, "The reality is you will grieve forever. You will not get over the loss of a loved one. You will learn to live without it. You will heal and you will rebuild yourself around the loss you have suffered. You will be whole again, but you will never be the same again. Nor should you be the same, nor should you want to." And I guess the idea of that is that we should be learning from all these different experiences in our lives, right? And we shouldn't be the same person after they happen. And not to say that we should be like this depressed shell of ourselves, but more so it should be a reminder that we use that these moments that we have here are incredibly precious, and we need to treat them as such. And the last one I want to read here, @MikeyYW718 said, yes, it has. I look at life different. Money definitely don't mean what it used to. And I love that, man. And I kind of think that as a generation, we're moving into that phase where it's not about making as much money as you possibly can at any expense. It's more so making money doing things that make you happy, right? And maybe making a little bit less money, but in return, you're doing something that genuinely makes you happy. And that's what I love. Like for me, I don't have this goal of living in some gigantic mansion. I want to live in a nice house that I love and has character to it, but more so, it's when I write down my goal list, like as much as I joke and like, oh, I want to buy like this apartment in Soho. It's a multi-million-dollar apartment. As much as I joke about that, like the reality is I just want the freedom to spend time with the people that I love, to be able to create as I see fit, and to, you know, connect with others and hopefully inspire others to be the best version of themselves. Like that's what I want my life to be. And my goal is to be able to put food on the table doing so. And that's that, you know, that's what's important. I can make it a lot more money doing other things, but I also want to be happy. And money alone does not make me happy. You know, money is probably fourth or fifth on that list of things that, you know, make me happy from a job, you know, or the priorities of my job. So I love that you have that mindset as well. And man, I appreciate y'all for sharing that. I got a lot of really just really touching DMs. I wish I had time to read all of them, but I appreciate y'all for sharing your stories with me and being so vulnerable as usual. Again, @DJDromBulls on Instagram if you want to be a part of the conversations. And with that said, man, let's get into some conclusion stew.
Time for conclusion stew.
All right, so this has been I don't want to say it's been a heavy conversation, but it's definitely like even the word death just like feels weird to say, even when you're trying to think about it in a positive sense. I mean, but even let's just think about Dia de los Muertos. I mean, they purposely, you know, this holiday is purposely celebrated not to be one of mourning, but one of celebration, one of partying, you know what I mean? And like celebrating the life of somebody and making sure you share memories of them and, you know, make their favorite foods and drinks and dress up and the skulls are smiling and all that kind of stuff. And to me, I think when I kind of try to apply that to like real life and what that means, I look at my own life and I look at some of the people that have had the biggest impact on me, and one of the losses that I still mourn to this day is my grandmother, who I lost when I was incredibly young. You know, I was in elementary school when my grandmother passed away, and she was, you know, my best friend. And it's still a wound that is still sore till this day, you know, decades later. But at the same time, I am so, so grateful for the time that I got to spend with her, you know, because those memories that I have with her still bring a smile to my face till this day, you know, and some of the lessons that she taught me, you know, undoubtedly have shaped me into the man that I am today. And I think that's the idea of like celebrating somebody's life as opposed to mourning it. You know what I mean? Like being able to celebrate the impact that another human being had on our life, you know, and the idea of how beautiful that is, that, you know, somebody's time on this planet left such an impact on us that we feel it in our bones, you know? And that to me is the ultimate goal, you know, when it comes to my life. You know, I hope that when my day comes, when my number is called, that I left a life worth celebrating. You know, I left a life that impacted people and made them feel good, you know, and gave them something that they can go pass on to somebody else, you know, and that's the beauty of celebrating somebody's life as opposed to, you know, completely mourning their death. It's as difficult as it is, obviously, but I think there is something beautiful to say that this person really made something of their time on this earth. I think there's just something so, man, incredible about that. And then also just touching on the memento mori stuff that I was talking about, where you use death as your inspiration for like never leaving anything on the table, you know, I kept kind of touching on this, but like, man, the things that we as humans take for granted in this life are literally like the most priceless things. And that is our loved ones. And that is our time. And that's why I love that interview with Will Smith, where he talks about his dad, because the fact that he knew his dad didn't have much time left here on this earth allowed him to not take for granted his father, and allowed him to not take for granted every single conversation and interaction that they had. And I'm genuinely getting choked up even just talking about that, because that's such a beautiful concept, you know, to be fully present in that moment with somebody that you love. Like, there's something just so incredible about that. That's what I'm striving, you know, to get to that place, you know, in life, that it doesn't take somebody being near death for me to be that present with them, you know. And again, it's been something I've been striving to do with my parents, and always making sure that I express to them how I feel about them, and just valuing the time that we have together and cherishing it, you know. But definitely, man, I think being present to the people you love and never taking any of those moments you have with them for granted is what it's all about. And then obviously time, right? Like, again, a stark reminder, somebody took their last breaths while you've been listening to this podcast. And I hate to keep saying that, but I think it's just important to drill that in your head, that like, it's a blessing. It's a blessing that you had the, whatever it is, 45 minutes to listen to this podcast, whatever it ends up being. Like, that's such a blessing that you had here on this earth, and that you continue to have time on this earth to spend with the people that you love, you know? And it's important that we treat time like the priceless commodity that it actually is, and stop giving it to people and to companies and to things that really don't matter, and that don't actually appreciate it, and that don't actually give us something of equal value in return. Like, it's so cliche, but like, you're not guaranteed to wake up like to your alarm clock tomorrow morning. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not guaranteed to do that thing that you've been putting off tomorrow. It's like, what else do you really need to remind you to just do the shit in this life that makes you happy, and spend it with the people that make you happy? Because your job, man, they might mourn you for a little bit, but within a couple weeks, they're going to have to hire somebody else and move on from you. That money you've been cherishing can go just as quickly, if not quicker, than how it came in. You know, that material item that you bought and have been cherishing can break and be garbage, you know, quicker than the amount of time you've owned it. Like, all that stuff is fleeting. Again, all that fucking matters in this life are the people that you love and that love you and that care about you, the people closest to you, and how you choose to spend your time. Those are invaluable things. And we need to remind ourselves daily to cherish them the way that they deserve. And I think that's the whole gist of everything that we're talking about. Try and be more present to the things that actually fucking matter. And that's people and time. And with that said, thank y'all so much for tuning into this episode. I appreciate everybody that's contributed to this episode. This has definitely been one of those ones that like is pretty much completely listener created when it comes to this episode, topic content wise. So I appreciate y'all for being a part of that. You can always suggest ideas to me. I always try and check out the DM. So at DJ Dramos, if y'all want to be a part of that. And man, thank you. And I hope that this inspires you to be a little bit more present today. And actually, I challenge you to call somebody up, call your family member, your wife, whoever it is, and just remind them how much they mean to you. And also, I challenge you to do something for yourself today. Prioritize yourself today. Carve out an hour and do something that you've been wanting to do, that you truly love, that makes you feel great. Carve out that time for yourself today. Because again, there are no fucking guarantees in this life, except for the fact that at some point, the lights are going to go out and they won't come back on. So make the most of it. And I appreciate y'all. Thank you for tuning into the podcast. Y'all are incredible. Catch y'all on Thursday for our Thursday Trends episode. Until then, stay safe.
Peace.
Life as a Gringo is a production of the Michael Dura Podcast Network and iHeartRadio.